Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on what has become a bananas wild Thursday afternoon here on the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Great selection of pre-owned inventory, a great service department that's there for your current vehicle with the diagnostics, with the inspections, with all the simple routine maintenance, and a sales staff that's not just there for the sale, but is there for you. They get you done, and it's all part of the Sunbury Motors guarantee. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Man, oh man, this has been an insane last hour in the sports world. But first and foremost, let's get to the top story of these two that have come down. Is UCLA and USC are planning to leave for the Big Ten as early as 2024. That according to John Wilner of a San Jose newspaper. Then, a little while later, it came down. This is from ESPN's Pete Thamel. The biggest obstacle in such a move had long been UCLA leaving behind Cal because it meant breaking away from the UC system, per sources. One Pac-12 source, they were stunned UCLA would make this move. Just fascinating. Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic has said, just got off the phone with someone who believes this eventually leads to two mega conferences, the Big Ten and SEC, with 20 or more members apiece. ESPN's Pete Thamel a little while ago, after that, spoke to a few sources who called USC and UCLA's move to the Big Ten a formality, with a press conference expected in the next 24 hours, perhaps as soon as tonight. This is essentially done. That was fast compared to how things worked out with Texas and Oklahoma last summer. Holy smokes. College football has become insane. Just insane. And then Ross Dellinger of SI also just put something out. I'm pulling it up here. This just came out like 10 minutes ago. The Big Ten created an expansion committee and has spent several months discussing this possibility. Something was going to happen to combat the Texas and Oklahoma move, according to his source. He says, right now, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren is in London right now meeting with potential Big Ten business partners and clients. The Big Ten presidents met. This is still Ross Dellinger, by the way. The Big Ten presidents met last night, discussed USC and UCLA's entry into the league, and conducted basically a straw poll. It wasn't close. They agreed to expand the conference. A formal vote could come in a matter of days, if not hours. absolutely stunning of a move. Let's just break that down first before we get to the next piece of breaking news. Unless Steve jumps on with us here in a little bit. First of all, that whole Alliance garbage last year really goes down the toilet. Because the whole point of it was the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12 weren't going to poach anybody's teams to work against what the SEC had done last summer. Steve called it best at the time last year. It was a total panic move by all three of those conferences. And the Big Ten should act like the conference that it is. Well, guess what? They certainly have now, as they're going to be adding two Pac-12 powerhouses. And essentially, we're heading to that two-mega conference system that Nicole Auerbach was talking about, which is basically going to be the USC and the Big Ten. I mean, you really can look. It was laughable to begin with, that alliance talk. But now, it really is. You could just roll on the floor laughing at this point, now that this move has come out. It is just unbelievable the amount of hypocrisy of all this right now. But then there's this, which is going to be interesting. Whether or not we get to the two mega conferences, or whether we stand where we are right now with the Big Ten at 16 teams at the beginning of 2024, the SEC, same thing, the next year in 2025. That's also interesting that this Big Ten move would start the year before the new SEC would. But either way, you have conferences expanding with lots of big names, lots of big schools, lots of big brands. You need to have divisions. You cannot not have divisions anymore. You have to have divisions at this point, especially if you go to if you have two mega conferences with 20 plus teams. You can't possibly determine the best teams by winning percentage when you have that many teams at a conference. You just can't. You have to have divisions now at this point. And you put them out geographically, and we're basically looking like the NFL. You're probably going to have to make four different divisions. The two best teams out of that, your division winners, make your CFP. And you determine a winner from there. You have your division champions. The two winners out of those division champions meet in each conference title game. And you determine who gets in the CFP after that, or maybe you don't even have a CFP anymore. Maybe you just go straight up NFL format where you have all the division winners of each conference, and maybe that's the CFP. I don't know. I don't know what this means at all for the CFP either, as far as that goes. Head is just spinning. Okay, now we need to get to this next set of news, because this now involves the Sixers. So, ESPN, or Shams, was actually the first to report this, so was Woj, that Kevin Durant is asking the Nets for a trade. That is big news in itself, especially after Kyrie opted in yesterday. So we have that. Then it came down with Kevin Durant wanting to go either to Phoenix or to Miami. And DeAndre Ayton might be part of a package of talks that have started between Brooklyn and Phoenix. Not really sure what would come out of Miami yet, but that's what we heard. At least DeAndre Ayton was being thrown around in talks between the Nets and the Suns. But now this just came in. This is according to Jack Settleman. sources. A third team has just entered the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. Daryl Morey and the Sixers are now all in. Harris, Maxey, Dybul picks all on the floor. Ah, Steve, I really might need some Motrin today. This is just crazy. But anyway, you ready to go to Cali?
Tony Knopp has said on the show how many times? I mean, seriously. Okay? I mean, I know you don't listen to the show, but how many times has Tony Knopp said on this show, USC wants out?
You're absolutely right.
On the air, over and over again, USC wants out. And now I'm getting a better read on, obviously, why the Big Ten TV negotiations, which looked to be all but wrapped up before Memorial Day, suddenly took longer. Why?
Now we know why.
Okay. So there's a lot here to talk about. Let's get to, first of all, John Wilbon from the San Jose Mercury News is the one that broke this story. So let's make sure we give credit where credit is due to the reporter who is as reliable a Pac-12 reporter as there is out there. Pete Thamel tweeted about 40 minutes ago. Spoke to a few sources who called USC and UCLA's move to the Big Ten a, quote, formality, with a press conference expected in the next 24 hours, perhaps as soon as tonight. This is essentially done.
Yep.
All right. Next was this one. Nicole Auerbach, who is an excellent college sports reporter. We've had Nicole on the show before. USC and UCLA's move to the Big Ten is all but wrapped up. Sources tell The Athletic could be an announcement today. Again, the story goes that the Big Ten presidents and athletic directors were on a conference call last night about this. And there are one or two things that come out of that. Number one, tap the brakes. Number two, take the accelerator and push it through the floor. It sounds like the accelerator is being pushed through the floor. Now, the question is this the end of it? The SEC has 16 in a mega conference. The Big Ten has 16 in a mega conference. The Big Ten and the SEC had already created financial separation from the ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12. This would cement that for decades, that they will have total and complete separation economically from the ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12. I am of the thought process, and it's only me, that if this move does happen, which, by the way, I think is, let's go back a year with Texas and Oklahoma. And let's go back to what I said on the show that day when everybody's throwing out different schools left and right. What about Iowa State? What about, I'm like going, what? I said, you know, what? I said, they don't add anything. Okay, Iowa State's like Pitt. They don't bring anything to the table. And that's not being a knock on Pitt. You already have Pennsylvania. What do you need to add in another Pennsylvania school when you already got Pennsylvania? Why do you need to add in another Iowa school when you already have Iowa? What did I say to you at that time, Matt? The only move I would make would be to look at USC and UCLA and go to California.
Yep, exactly right.
Right? That's the only move I would have made. And I said that, so in other words, go back, listen to the podcast, whatever. When Texas and Oklahoma, I discounted everybody else. I said, okay, maybe I could see you. Like Colorado's interesting because of Denver, and you know, at least they border Nebraska. Okay, all right. But I said if I were to do it, I said I'd go big. I said, the SEC went big, I'd go big. I'd go USC, UCLA. Okay? Now, did I think it would happen? No. But it is something that I think changes the dynamics of everything. There are some. Now, the rumors start churning left and right. Now, will the SEC become a 20-school mega conference? Will the Big Ten become a 20-school mega conference? You know, the SEC takes in Clemson. The SEC takes in Clemson. They take in, I don't know, Florida State, Miami. Pick another one. Doesn't matter to me.
I've been hearing Florida State out there.
Right. All I'm doing is brainstorming right now.
Yes. No.
Okay. Remember that's a term that we don't bring up in the staff meeting because that would entail. Okay.
Oh my almighty!
All right. So now what the Big Ten. You say USC and UCLA is a reality in the brainstorming part. If the SEC is going to 20. Do you go to 20 and say, hey, Oregon, hey, Arizona State, hey, Stanford, hey, you know what I mean? You know, hey, Colorado, you know, I don't know. Do you do that and you go 20? There is something that I think that is important. Okay? Hey, and I think this is very important in all this. You do have to sit down and ask yourself a question. Okay? If you go beyond 16, how do you manage it? And don't use professional sports as a key here. Oh, the NFL is 32, the NHL is 32, the NBA is 30, Major League Baseball is 30. No. Remember, they're managing a sport, a business, one. When you're in intercollegiate athletics, you're talking about having to make this work for 25. Maybe as many as 30. But let's say 25 to 28 sports. You have to make it work for 25 to 28 sports. That's a lot of management that has to take place. So how do you manage it if it gets that big? See my point, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I said this before you came on. You better have divisions now. You can't just base off winning percentages with 20 plus teams. That's just stupid.
Well, you would have to have pods, obviously. If you're not going to have divisions, you have to have pods. And so if you don't have divisions, you're going to have to do pod scheduling. But John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News has been the lead on this. And John Wilner is very connected in the Pac-12. Now you've got people saying this could happen as early as tonight. Okay. Let's see if it does happen. It changes the dynamic of everything. It is, when you make a move these days, Matt, it has to be a home run. Right? Adding the other schools I just talked about are not a home run. USC and UCLA is a home run. It now gives you New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. Those are the top four TV markets in the country. Okay? Top four. And I always laugh. Okay? I always laugh when I hear, well, with streaming, markets don't mean as much. Where do you think the people live that stream? Oh, in the markets. Okay, great. Wait. Where do you think they live? Amazing. All right. We'll take a break. Rich Scarcella next half hour. Lift for Life, by the way, is today. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. For Kia Hyundai, best of new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Fabulous service department that takes care of routine maintenance, oil changes, so forth, inspections, and, of course, the tough stuff with diagnostics. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. About a year ago when Texas and Oklahoma went, and it looked like they were going to go to the SEC, which then came to fruition, we had Rich Scarcella on the show, and the two of us basically said, well, if the Big Ten were to do it, you needed to hit a home run with somebody like USC and not go after Iowa State. And here it is a year later, and we're talking about it. Rich, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. Everyone thought the Big Ten TV deal would be done right around Memorial Day, and then they now it's taking a lot longer. I think we now know why it's taking longer.
Yeah. It's what a coincidence that the Big Ten is negotiating a media rights deal at the time this news breaks today. I'm still somewhat surprised by it initially, I guess, but when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. And just the idea of the Big Ten having television market from coast to coast is just—it's just incredible when you think about it. It really is. But of course, Steve, as you mentioned, this comes down to money. I just read this in the LA Times. Pac-12 media rights fee or rights revenue for the fiscal year 2021, $344 million. Big Ten, same fiscal year, $680 million, which obviously is going to get larger and larger if you add USC and UCLA. I don't want to say a coup necessarily, but quite an accomplishment for the Big Ten to do this. And now, you're getting closer and closer to have maybe two super conferences, not four as was once thought, with the Big Ten and the SEC. So I think there are a lot of moving parts. There are going to be a lot of moving parts over the next 2 to 5 years.
It's interesting because when the Texas-Oklahoma situation came up a year ago, a lot of individuals pointed at ESPN and felt like they played a role in helping to make that happen. Fox, of course, has 61% of the Big Ten network. They are definitely getting half of the upcoming TV contract because they're at the negotiating table. And Fox is located in Los Angeles.
Yep.
What kind?
Not a coincidence.
Kind of, that's my question, Rich. What about the coincidence?
No, that's not a coincidence. Fox is all over California. My son lives out there, and it's a big Fox. Fox Sports and California are very synonymous with a lot of regional networks and so on with professional teams. So I don't think that's a coincidence at all. I just wonder, Steve, what's the next, if this happens, and you know it will, what's next? Does the Big Ten go after Oregon or Washington or Stanford and Cal? Do they get to 20, 24? That's going to be very, very interesting to watch.
All right, so let's have a little fun with point counterpoint for a moment. Mm-hmm. Just a little fun here. With each one you bring in, that's a, quote, another mouth to feed at the table financially, right?
Yes.
So USC and UCLA bring value, so everybody's slice of the pie is going to get, there may be more slices, but everybody's slice is going to be bigger. I think that's fair to say.
Yes.
The question is, if you go to 20, do the other four bring that kind of value where the slices of pie get bigger, or are you not getting as much because there's a limit?
No, the only one, if you had two Bay Area schools, I think it does add something because you have Northern California. However, it's not as big as USC and UCLA. No way. It's not. It can't be. But I just wonder, where is this eventually going to? And I really do think you're going to have two super conferences, like a lot of people. I'm not the only one. I mean, a lot of people. And who does the Big Ten gobble up, and who does the SEC gobble up? And will there be, like, soccer in Europe? Will there be a Premier League and a second tier? Premier Leagues and second tier? I can see that. I mean, I think that's sort of where we're heading right now.
Yeah. Gee, I'd hate to see, Rutgers relegated. I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't mean not. Well, Rutgers right now is they're popping champagne corks in Piscataway or New Brunswick, wherever campus they're on. I mean, really, that they made this move. They're only
curious.
Gosh, I hope the Big Ten doesn't kick us out or something. But really, I think they're celebrating this.
Well, they have to, because I made the point on the show around Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
I said, you do realize that when the new TV deal is done, this is before we knew any of this, obviously, I said that Rutgers will be getting probably 2 to 2.5 times more in TV revenue than USC. I made that statement then.
Yeah, yeah.
I say that with all due respect to Rutgers, but USC
right.
is a mega brand. And it does also would give the Big Ten the 1, 2, 3, and 4 markets in the country in New York,
incredible.
Chicago,
yeah.
L.A., and Philly.
Yeah.
What about the management of this, Rich? It's one thing to sit there and look at the NFL is 32, NHL 32, NBA 30, Major League Baseball 30, but all they do is concentrate on one sport. This is right now 16, and say it went wild and went to 20.
Yeah.
How do you manage that? Because you're talking 25 to 28 sports.
I think they'll be creating more office space in suburban Chicago. That's a really good question. How did the travel expenses, and somebody mentioned this to me a little bit ago. Penn State women's soccer road game at UCLA. Well, it wouldn't be just at UCLA. If they're going that far, they're playing two games. And,
yep.
That's the sort of thing, the travel involved. But in a way, USC and UCLA, they got to get on a plane to go everywhere else in the Pac-12. So, right. I mean, like, in how far is Utah and Colorado? How far a flight is that compared to Minnesota and Nebraska?
It's not that much further, really. Right.
That'll be really interesting to see how that all plays out.
The flight to Seattle and Pullman. That's a long flight.
Is that closer than a flight to Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota and Wisconsin? I don't know. You know, it's not. There's not that much of a difference. This is, man. You know, this is really interesting. I'm thinking way back when you and I were still around. We were around still. When Penn State joined the Big Ten, who would have thought that it would have led to this 33 years later.
I literally was about to bring that up next. Literally.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting there in 1989.
Uh-huh.
They make the announcement June 4th, 1990. It gets approved.
Yep.
And in my lifetime, I never thought we would see the movement that we have seen in the last 12 months, let alone recent years.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought in 1990, when they formally was approved, that the Big 12 would also include Nebraska, Maryland, Rutgers, USC, and UCLA. It's really fascinating, and it's all about the money. It's all about money. Where TV markets, media rights, everything, and this is. I hate to say this. This is a home run for the Big Ten. It is. I mean, I don't want to overstate this too much, but it is. When you, like you said, the top four television markets in the country, you have and television coast to coast.
Yes.
It's really fascinating.
It is fascinating. The Pac-12 network has been, unfortunately, a financial disaster. It just has not delivered what they hoped. And for USC and UCLA, they've got to be looking around. They want to compete. I mean, obviously they have big alumni bases, but the television money is what stabilizes you. And the fact is you're looking at the potential of between, I don't know, 70 and 100 million per school based on the length of the contract and negotiations. I mean, that's a whole new ball game for both of them, as well as a whole new ball game for the people here.
Yeah. I mean, they're sharing $344 million in the 2021 fiscal year. Now among 12 teams, I guess it's their equal shares. I don't know that for a fact. But then you go to the Big Ten, 16 teams, and you're talking, this is going to be well over $1 billion.
Yes.
I mean, it's money I can't even fathom.
All right, so let's take this one step further. Say, for example, this happens, which it looks like it's going to, and it stays just at that, and there's no other movement beyond 16 for either the SEC or for the Big Ten. All right, so let's just play that game for them. Let's just go with the known entities.
Okay.
Right, we've talked about the Big 12, which, despite adding four, is now a shell of itself. What becomes of the Pac-12, in your opinion, if there are no other moves?
It's a second tier. It'll be a second tier league. I mean, if it's just the other 10 schools, I mean, not in every sport, obviously, but you're talking, I mean, football. And basketball, I would dare to. Well, I mean, you have Arizona. I mean, I don't know. But in football, definitely a second tier. I know that includes Oregon. I mean, I got to think Oregon's been on the phone already today or before today, trying to get Big Ten folks on the line. And then Steve, how about the ACC?
And the ACC sitting there, and if I'm Clemson, I'm making a phone call to the SEC saying, hey, if they go super conference, what about us going to you?
I mean, how about if the SEC adds Clemson and Miami?
Right? Or Florida State. It's every man
for Florida State.
I think it's every man for himself right now.
Oh, it absolutely is. That's what my point is. Like, I can see who would be, you know, the question is, who would the Big Ten be most interested in from the other teams and the other schools in the Pac-12? I got to think from football, you got to go Oregon.
Yeah.
I would say Stanford.
Yeah.
I would see they would be the next two.
And not only that, Stanford is easier because they're private. You don't have to deal. You don't have to deal with the state of California when it comes to making a move.
Yeah.
See, that's where the advantage USC has over UCLA. USC's a private school.
Yeah.
UCLA does have to deal with the California state system, maybe not as much as we think, but still USC doesn't. And I think, and you mentioned Stanford. Stanford's in that same boat. They don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. This will get, you know, people have described NIL as the wild, wild west. I think expansion is going to be the wild, wild west here in the next 2 to 4 years. I mean, yeah, you're right. It is every man for himself, really. And then I mentioned this to somebody earlier before I got on with you, Steve. How would you like to be sitting in South Bend right now?
Exactly. And you're right now locked into an ACC contract through 2036.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And you had an opportunity.
1999.
Yep. 23 years ago. You had a golden opportunity. Yep. To join the Big Ten. And I just wonder, you know, what's going on there, you know, under the Golden Dome today. With this news, very interesting. Yeah, it will. I mean, this changes college landscape. Just adding USC and UCLA, and then obviously earlier Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. But I think going forward, it's going to be a dramatic change in the landscape of college athletics. I think there's going to be a lot of movement. I don't know. Some teams will. It'll be good. Some schools it will benefit and others won't.
As the old saying goes, may you live in interesting times. I think it's safe to say we are.
We are. We are definitely living in interesting times. Yes.
Rich, my friend, it is always a pleasure. I know. We knew we could get a hold of you because the Yankees are rolling. So
no, actually, you knew you could get a hold of me. I wanted to get up to Lift for Life today. It didn't work out for a couple reasons, but I appreciate you reaching out to me today. I am available, especially when you guys call me.
Well, believe me, the first person we thought of. You always give just great perspective. Thank you, my friend, so much. Appreciate your time very much today.
Thanks, Steve. See you soon. Bye now.
Rich Scarsella, Reading Eagle. This looks, for all intents and purposes, to be a done deal. An announcement is expected to address USC and UCLA's intentions 6 minutes from now at 4:00 Eastern Time. Again, Big Ten athletic directors and presidents met on a conference call or a Zoom call last night to discuss it. The transition of USC and UCLA to the Big Ten would be right on track with what Texas and Oklahoma would do when the Pac-12 contract is up, which would be 2 years from today. USC and UCLA would be in. All right? So there you go. We will come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 W. All right, so remember, under the grant of rights, the Pac-12 media deal on grant of rights expires 2 years. That means UCLA and USC could be in the Big Ten playing football in 2024. Unless they buy their way out of it. And that's how it works. It's all going to take the Big Ten TV deal to exponential levels.